Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? You're now rocking with none other than the True Tea with me, Genuine, and my other host, Switchblade Carter.
Yeah, Switchblade in the building. What's going on?
Oh, man, we having a jam-packed show tonight, for real. All right, so this is for, we definitely wanted to dive into this, because a lot of the people who, you know, Empire. It's just been a crazy ride for real. And so we want everybody who saw the season finale, please call in 929-477-3273. Now, what we're going to do tonight is we're definitely going to dive into everything Empire. So if you don't like Empire or whatever, I mean, I don't know what to say to you right now. So let's dive right into it. I mean,
before you start, you know, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. So,
which is fine because I haven't seen it the last 2 weeks, so I don't know what's happening anyway. So it's all good. I'm just saying. I just wanted to put that in there.
Okay. Now, you know, I've spoken to people via Facebook prior to me putting the show together. And a lot of them said, you know, it's like a lot of people didn't really, you know, really mess with the show like that for real. Some of them just don't watch shows like that. So, I mean, it is what it is. But it's okay. We want people to call in who actually watch the show. Okay? Now, I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad that I'm still able to bring this to you guys' attention. I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry that, you know, I'm sorry that you get a chance to watch it. But like I said, it's not a lot of people's cup of tea. But let's dive into it. First and foremost, Jamal did not die. Everybody was saying that he tweeted out a cryptic message about him leaving Empire to go do music. And I'm saying right here, if I was on Empire, I wouldn't leave that crap to save my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So with that,
I think that was
case,
just to pull people in.
It was, because he basically said, he basically let people know that, hey, I'm about to message your head. And I told people this. I said, how are you going to kill one of the main characters up show? You know what I mean? I mean, Buki wasn't even a main character. He was just a nigga that was going to die. So that's what that was. All right, now listen, though, the lines are open right now, 929-477-3273. Want to know what you guys thought about tonight's cliffhanger and season two finale. I mean, what Lee Daniels did in the show is crazy. You know, it's crazy. So let's see. Now, you know, I had to make note of all the shit that went down, okay? I can't believe I actually did that, but whatever.
Right.
So, like I said, uh-huh. Jamar didn't die. When he did come out the hospital, he did not want to sing anymore. Why? Because of all the BS and drama that's going on so much with his family. So he felt like he just did not want to continue to do his music unless his family changed that tune. Now, in lying fashion, you know that is not happening whatsoever. I get that he really wanted it to change or what have you, but Jamar knows that that's not happening. And Lucius, He's a ass. But anyway.
So
Lucius basically kind of like proposed to Cookie, and basically saying to her in a nutshell, hey, you know, you're my ride or die, for I need you. You know what I'm saying? And of course, Cookie and Lucius should be together, but that's a whole not different story for a whole not different story. You know, then we have Tommy and Shane played by Xzibit. I don't know where they dug him up at. I don't know if he was instead of pimping cars, I don't know if he was like at Walmart right. And aisle six stocking the shelves.
mm-hmm.
Right, because I ain't seen this nigga in a minute.
Wow.
So I don't know. I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I don't know, but I mean some parts of this show set us back a few years, but other parts are good, you know. You could tell that Lee Daniels definitely wanted the salt to be poured more into the wound, so that when the fight broke out, it would feel genuine. When somebody gets shot, it's a genuine move, you know. So I love him for that. I really do, but not in that way though. Anyway, so then Lucius decides to go visit Frida, gets in jail, and he writes her a song and does a beat for her and has her spit it, spilling her true feelings for his son, Jamal, and letting him know that he's sorry for everything that went down for him. I mean, this is crazy. We got a caller calling in right now. So let's get him on the line right now, or her on the line. Caller, you're now with the True T live and direct with me, J-U-N, and Swiss Play Carter. What's good? Caller, hello?
Yeah.
Are you there? Yeah, bro.
Oh,
what's
okay.
up, man? So, yeah, so we were talking about what happened on this explosive season two finale or whatever. So Jamar didn't die, which is great.
He what?
He did not die.
Okay.
But Jamar did not want to write any more songs or do music anymore until his family changed their whole perception and the way how they did things. But as you know, in true lying fashion, that shit ain't gonna happen. So that wasn't gonna happen at all. And it took for Lucius. I believe honestly that it was Rhonda. I believe during the big fight sequence that happened between Boo Boo Kitty and Rhonda, I think something happened, because all you're left with at the end of this episode, it sounds crazy to me, because all you was left with the episode was this. You left with the oldest son running out there, and all you hearing is, no! And when Andre runs out there, that's how it ends. So I don't know about you, but if I saw my wife getting basically beat up outside, and you may see something that shouldn't have happened, I think you would say something other than, no, you know. So it was one of those type of moments. I don't know. So we got to wait for the fall for season 3. I don't know who died, because they didn't show it. All I know is Jamal didn't die, and I was cool with that. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Also.
All right, so off that.
Also, yeah.
So basically, so I didn't get to see the episode, but so basically, it happens that I seen last time. I don't know. I didn't see the episodes in past two shows. So I think that last time, what's her name shot? What's her name? The Chris Rock daughter.
Freda Gats.
Yeah, Freda Gats.
Yeah.
Yeah, shot Jamal. That's what happened with that. And then I'm going off of that. Then, you know, I ain't see the night episode, but it seemed like Empire. It's still good, but I'm trying to figure out is it losing?
Mm-hmm.
You know how like when it first came out, it was everything, but.
Do you think that it's losing its core focus, and its core like its direction? Because I thought they were going with a whole nother different direction when season 1 came out. When season 2 came out, it felt like they focused more on Jamal's really just tumultuous relationship with his father, and more on how his sexuality played a role in most of the different plays and different players or whatever. So
I was a big fan of Empire, but I just lost interest, man. Like, I don't know. I just lost interest. That's the thing. Like, it came from I couldn't miss it to if I catch it on TV, if I'm in the house and it's on, and like, you know, I'm watching something else, and then I just happen to split between channels and it's, you know, it's being on, I catch it when I catch it, you know what I'm saying? And I just catch up to, you know, to the real. I mean, I just lost the interest of it. I don't know. I guess I don't know. It's not appealing to me. Like, but I guess that's the only reason why, because like you said, the storylines, it just wasn't the same. The storylines kind of like, it went away from what I thought was going to be. And sometimes the storylines be kind of misconstrued. It's just a lot of things with the storylines that, you know, they kind of get to me. But it's still a good show, but it just, I don't know, it's not appealing to me.
Go ahead, bro.
Read my card. I'm going to get your perspective on the Chance 3 coloring book.
Okay. Well, it's funny because I was going to touch base on that too tonight. I could dive into that. Listening to Chance 3, the coloring book, it gave me respect for Chance the Rapper completely. It gave me a better sense of what's really on the mind lyrically, sonically, the whole bit, because what he did was he did what most artists can't do. He stuck to his heart. He stuck to what he really believed in, and he put that and infused it with lots of soulful gospel tracks and jazz and
you know
funk
what?
And all that stuff.
And you know what? I think it's not that he couldn't do what most artists can't do or couldn't do. It's what most artists wouldn't do. Let's put it like that.
Yeah,
that
that's true.
That's
true.
That won't do. Because most of
right.
our cookies,
I mean,
most of our Kane goes on like this. I mean, Kanye tried look like basically what the cover book is what Kanye wanted TLP to be. When
yeah,
he said it's a gospel
exactly.
album, that's exactly what Kanye West was talking about. He wanted to be. He wanted that. He wanted
exactly.
what the cover book is. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
He wanted
so,
that to be that. Right, and to me, this is just my own personal views on that. I just feel like when I listen to the Life of Pablo album, I get where he was going with it, but it was like he lost me. I listened to the album. Don't get me twisted. I bumped the album, but it took away from where he was trying to go compared to with Chance. To me, Chance is like one of those type of rappers where you can tell his main focus is saying three things. One, I don't like the industry. Don't try to sign me to nothing. That's two. And three, his relationship with his spirituality and God and everything tells a story on this album, because even when he has You Don't Want No Problem With Me and those type of songs, it's not so overbearing to the point where you're like, eh. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I listen to the Kanye West album, it made me scratch my head a little bit, because I was like, okay, I don't get it. What's going on here? Am I getting punked or something? Like, I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but Chance the Rapper's album, exceptional. Front to back. I listened to the whole entire thing.
Well, what's your favorite track?
Favorite track on there. That's a good question. You know what? I don't know if I had I like the whole entire thing. So I don't know if I had like a favorite track on there. What was yours?
Like, Blessings, part one, part two.
Blessings,
not just because they gospel songs, uplifting songs. I ain't gonna lie, Juke Jam was one, with Justin Bieber,
yeah.
You know, somebody me. But I mean, just the uplifting and not just the, just not be afraid to express your spirituality, just to go out and just not be, you know, just to go out there and say that, you know, you believe in God and, you know, God's going to be that good for you, because people need that. And in dark days right now, you need an artist is going to say everything's going to be all right instead of saying everything is bad. I'm tired of, you know,
mm-hmm.
you get your, see, the thing about it is you get your Kendrick Lamar's when, like, everything's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? You need them type, and you get your artist who talks about how down everything is and how bad
mm-hmm.
everything is, how mm-hmm. this is that, and you get depressed, and I'm going to pop this, and like your future is pop pills to make you happy, and this and that. And what Chance used to be, remember, Chance used to be he used to be that type of artist where he used to acid rap. He's talking about drugs and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But now he's switched it over.
Right.
His drug is his Christian.
Mm-hmm.
His high is Almighty upstairs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you're not afraid to.
And that's,
yeah, and you're not
that's
afraid
why
to.
That's why I like, right, because I like this song on that same drugs, because he's not talking about drugs. Like, he's actually saying, you know, we don't do the same drugs no more, because, like you said, his drug of choice was drugs, you know what I'm saying? So his drug is spirituality. His drug of choice is music.
Yeah,
he puts his all
yeah,
out of that.
The same drug of spirituality. That's what
yeah.
he's saying.
And Angels is like a phenomenal track. Like, Angels was one of my favorite tracks. And also the one that he has on there, the song called Finish Line / Drown. I think that's a beautiful song. And, it, you know, to have you know, T-Pain and Kirk Franklin and his sister on there, and just to hear such a poignant song, not just about spirituality, but just to know that it came from a very soulful and poignant place. I think that's beautiful.
See, what Chance Rapper did was he did, like, you know, most people, when they listen to gospel rappers, they think. And Lecrae said, you know Lecrae, right?
Yeah.
You know Lecrae is. Lecrae said his best.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, most gospel rappers hear him, not hear him per se, but hear other gospel rappers. They say, no, I don't want to hear this. It's going to be about some nah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, all the like Lecrae and Chance, they get like a pass, because it's like they can jump in both fields but not be in tune by one field, meaning like don't let that one field overwhelm the other field. You get what I mean? Like the crazy
right.
you still do, you can do an alternative track or what's it like a world not worldly track, but you know what I mean, like
yeah,
a track
yeah.
that it's a regular track. It ain't gotta be about gospel, it could be a regular track. It ain't gotta be about no street stuff. It could be like a track about is dating a girl or having fun, you know what I'm saying? But that's nothing like this sinister, you know what I'm saying? But you can have a track like that that can play in the club and where people can relate to you when, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the reason that they get the pass, because Chance said, you know, he's not a gospel rapper, he's a spiritual rapper. And even Lecrae said that, he's not a gospel rapper, he's a spiritual, meaning like he go by the spirit of how they feel, you know what I'm saying? Because people
exactly.
think that gospel rappers are more of religious and religion. I'm not saying religion is bad, but when people are more like mostly religious, they tend to what's the word I'm about to go for? To be
I think they put too much emphasis into
yeah.
the religion instead of the message, because that's what he focused on, was the message
yeah,
behind the words, you know? Right.
Right. And it's just like,
because you can,
and you can't, and the people,
right.
you can't, and these days you gotta relate instead of being stripped, because at the end of the day, you just like, you can't do this, you can't do that, you get this, you can't do that, boom, what, that. But you want more people to come relate to you and relate to your problems. Instead of, because like, if I go, all right, so if me and you, or if me and you go some, I come to you, and you got a brother, but your brother saying that, man, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, this is how I feel about this, how I feel about that, man, like, you doing wrong, and he bashing you. And not trying to talk, but he always want to bash you. You know what I mean, like he want to be over you. But you telling me that, look, man, look, I know how you is, been in your shoes, and it's how we gonna go. I really see what you feel, and you know what I'm saying, I understand. And it's a process we got to go through this. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like trying to bash and put you down and say that this is wrong, and that's the reason why like a lot of people. Sometimes they don't fight. They don't want to go to church because they feel as though like the preachers, some of the preachers, not all, but I'm saying most preachers, they feel like they get bashed. Like God feel like though, oh, you're the one, and you know, and you, I know you've been in church, and then it goes on you, and then a spotlight on you, and when that spotlight on you, It's like, God, aren't you? And you doing this wrong. You doing this wrong. You doing that wrong. You feel what I'm saying? But instead of that, instead of relating, because that's the thing about it. You have a relationship with what? With God, right? That's what they say.
Right, and so, that's the part right there for winning the thing. I want you to stay on the phone real quick. We're gonna play a song real quick for real. This right here is called Daddy's Love. Right here is only something for you, only for you, yeah. Look, I remember when your mama told me that you was supposed to be born, but you died right in her tummy. So I wanna tell you firsthand that I promise you, baby girl, I was a man that was gonna stand up and take care of you. Even though your mama was shady, they didn't do nothing to. But I know that she probably had a little bit of love in her heart and soul. So that means that me and her could have made something so beautiful. And I know, girl, you are so beautiful. And you remind me of Kanye's Nori. So I'm over here trying to tell you a story. Cause when you were conceived, maybe not out of lust, maybe just out of love, I don't know what was up. But you know, I would have loved you till the day I died. And that's the reason why for you, girl, I gotta try. I gotta make sure that everything up in my heart is just for you, girl. I'm from the very start. And if I ever fall in love with somebody again, I guarantee I see you, cause you're my best friend. I miss you. I never got a chance to say nothing to you, you know what I'm saying? So daddy loves you. Yeah, you my sweet angel. That right there was one of my songs right here. It's one of my love songs,
hey,
actually.
Yo, hey, bro, what was that sample, yo?
I have no clue. I got to look back on there again. I haven't heard that song in so long for him.
You did,
that
man.
Song
that's
is
that's
just...
That, ain't no need to cry. But that night I'm going to pray. Who the hell is that? Play that one more time, man.
So... let's run that back though for real. Let's get this. This is right here. It's only something for you. Only for you. Yeah. Look, I remember when your mama told me that you was supposed to be born, but you died right in her tummy. So I wanna tell you firsthand that I promise you, baby girl, I was a man that was gonna stand up and take care of you. Even though your mama was shady, they didn't do nothing to. But I know that she probably had a little bit of love in her heart and soul. So that means that me and her could have made something so beautiful. And I know, girl, you are so beautiful. And you remind me of Kanye's Nori. So I'm over here trying to tell you a story. Cause when you were conceived, maybe not out of lust, maybe just out of love, I don't know what was up. But you know, I would have loved you till the day I died. And that's the reason why for you, girl, I gotta try. I gotta make sure that everything up in my heart is just for you, girl. I'm from the very start. And if I ever fall in love with somebody again, I guarantee I see you, cause you're my best friend. I miss you. I never got a chance to say nothing to you, you know what I'm saying? So daddy loves you. Yeah, you my sweet angel. Also, that right there was a sample from The Winans featuring Anita Baker. Ain't no need to worry. So listen. I gotta thank you so much for calling in, because I like when you call in for real. We need to get you to a part of the show. I'm just saying. and I just want to let y'all know that hopefully tomorrow we're going to have part two of the show for anybody to get a chance to call in. I thank you for calling in, bro.
Hey, bro, like you said, man, I'm calling behind the scenes, man. Y'all make something happen, man.
Most definitely. And before we go, I definitely wanted to play one more joint for real, because I promised my brother I was going to play this today. So this is the world premiere, ladies and gentlemen, of the song from Big Chase, a.k.a. Meezy. The song is called Work. It features me, Bobby Bills, and Spazzo of the Splash Boys. Let's play this. Let's get it one.
I'm looking at the future, feeling many bills. From the bottom to the top, break the riches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. Gotta put the work, gotta put the work. So fly, so fresh, like I stepped out of church. Gotta put the work,
work,
gotta put the work.
Yeah,
so fly, so fresh, like I stepped out of church.
Gotta put it work, man, these niggas think I'm playing. Splash Boys feature with the global, man, we playing every track, every radio. Just that crazy flow, from the 410, bumping in the East Coast. From the start to the finish, cash money, fuck a friend. I'ma keep it going in, I'ma keep it till you win to the very end. But this shit ain't never gonna end. Splash Boys, pass it to my brother, Gino Win. Whoa,
fuck the Sanchez, bitch, grab your jam pack. Fuck Solar, Splash Boy, got anthrax. What you know about Spazzo in the round table? Showing niggas brotherly love. Like Cain and Abel, ask me for life and I ain't talk about Nicky. Talk about generating others realness. Who with me? And our team is deeper than Woodstock and Wu-Tang. And fuck your man, this bitch. We got hip-hop. That's our boot bag.
I'm looking at the future, feeling many bills. From the bottom to the top, right to riches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like a stepped out of church. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like a stepped out of church.
Yo, say no names, but get at them. I rain on lanes like so whack them. Play no games with ducks quacking. Lay them on the pavement, puddles, stay splashing. Rolling on them, quick fast, flash magnum. Nickel plated, y'all hate that I'm fantastic. So delusional, thinking that they had a chance. I'm with your bitch in the dance, and we ain't holding hands.
I built a dynasty, my team will live forever. A madman with a plan we'll put together. Y'all haters should be honored by the greatness. My niggas brain the real, where y'all present the fakeness. You damn right your boy feel a little cocky. That's faith in my team, we put in work rocky. Splash Boy is more than just a team. We a movement, a dream like Martin Luther King.
Hating up higher than Satan. Oh yeah, I'm putting in work, work, putting in work, putting in that work. So fly, so fresh, like a step by church.
I'm looking at the future, feeling many bills. From the bottom to the top, work the riches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. Gotta put the work, gotta put the work. So fly, so fresh, like a step by church. From the bottom to the top, break the riches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. Gotta put the work, gotta put the work. So fly, so fresh, like a stepped out of church. Gotta put the work, gotta put the work. So fly, so fresh, like a stepped out of church.
That right there with the Splash Boys right there. Big Chase, Genuine, Bobby Bills, and Spazzo with none other than Work. All right, y'all. All right, so I want to let y'all know, son, this is exclusive. I'm telling everybody right now. My very first album that's going to be fully digitally released under the Splash Boy brand and FGE will be coming out very soon. Let's get it mixed up down right now in Philadelphia by none other than Flame Sparks. And Flame Sparks, the amazing engineer and producer, he produced 90% of the album. I did two tracks on there for him. We got Big Chase. We got Bugatti Chase Red. We got Azon Blaze amongst some other people. We got DeRay for New Orleans for real. So the album is gonna be real great for real. So we got that coming. The Greatest Hits album coming, and we got some stuff going for real. So looking for that for real. And also Meezy be coming out with some stuff real soon. Check his SoundCloud. Look him up for real, 410 Meezy, and Big Chase on there as well. He got some new tracks in there as well. So, you know, we doing this. So check him out for real. Bro, I just want to say to you that continued success, the job, and everything else you're doing for him. You know me. You know you got my blessing and everything. We definitely got get back in the studio and hop on some things for real. I want you to be on my Greatest Hits album. I'm going to at least release 2 or 3 songs on that for real. So I'm trying to go back to the basics and get you in there as well.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah. We got, and tell them what, man, tell them got this Checkmate 2 coming out sometime soon. I don't know about that.
Oh yeah. Listen, go to dadpiff.com. Go download Checkmate. Skola J Banks, SKOLA, Skola J Banks, and Genuine Checkmate. That's our actual joint album mixtape that we did.
And then also, we bring that number 2 out, and we also got other things coming out too. I ain't been in the studio because I've been working. I've been out of the scene trying to get things together. But yeah, definitely some music coming. I'll tell you.
Yes. And also, get that coca tape. Good gracious.
Oh, yeah. Get the coca tape, man.
Get that coca tape.
That's my latest one I did. You know what I mean? So there's a part 2 coming. Checkmate 2 coming. There's a coca tape 2 coming. I should have had that done by
hopefully very soon, because you know we need that for real. But we're gonna get out of here for real. The close is out for real. We're gonna play our brand new intro right here. The beat is smooth. I produced it. We get back to that soulful shit for real. Is there anything you want to tell them before we go?
Who, me?
Yeah, is there anything you want to plug, anything like that?
Oh, me, bro? Oh, no. You already got it all done, man. Just make sure you get the coca tape. Checkmate 2. Hey, bro. What's the and tell them about the do you got any shows coming up?
Yeah. Okay. I sure do. So, Thursday. So this is what we're doing here. Thursday on let me make sure I get this right. Thursday, June 23rd, I will be at the depot. We need you to go to Afton Tickets, AFTONShows.com/GENUENE. Get your tickets today. We need 10 more of them tickets sold. So we want to. I know y'all want to see your boy out there performing and doing what we got to do. So get those tickets. That's only how you're going to see me out there for real. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get paid shows, not just shows. All right? So support us for real. I'll post the link on the True T Facebook page so you can go in there and get that for real.
Yeah.
It's real good for real.
Hey, bro, and one more thing I'll add now. And another thing, if, you know, I become an artist from Baltimore or anywhere, if you tag Jen in, just call in. Any artist, don't be afraid to call in. Call in, let us know. We do what y'all about. But tell them, y'all, if you rap, sing, you poetry, anything that. I mean, if we like it, we're going to start doing a ratings thing. If we like it, if it's hot or fire, we're going to play. I mean, if it's hot or it's cold, you know what I'm saying? they're gonna let the view, you know, the viewers hit. I mean, we're gonna play it and see if the viewers like it. If they like
it, and then you keep it on rotation. And listen, that's right. We can play what we want to, and you know, bring your raw stuff though for real. I'm not saying raw like you don't. When inside your, you know, your living room or your basement and record. So I'm talking about like bring your coded stuff for real. I will definitely play it. I have no problem with doing it. All right. So let me know. Hit me up on the True T. Look us up though. We're on Facebook. I'm about to get the Twitter thing account up. And we're about to be live on YouTube. Okay? And Skype. So we're about to do this right. Oh, yes. So, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. Stay on the line, though, for real, because I need you to bump this right here. So let's go. I'm genuine, the boy Wonder. Live in the rack, and this right here is the True Team. We out.